Parashas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chavod. V'hoya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem. When your sons will say to you, Mo ho avoido hazois lochem. What is this avoido? What is this service all about? And as we know full well from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, this is in fact the question of the wicked son. This is the Shaila of the Rosha. Mo ho avoido hazois lochem. Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, in his Sefer Meshech Chochma, points out that when you look carefully at the Rosh's question, it says, Vahoya ki yoimru. How would we translate the word yoimru? And when they will say. It doesn't say when he will ask. It says when he will say. As opposed to, if you turn the page to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, there it says, Vahoya ki yisholcha bincha mochar leimoir mazois. And it will be when your son will ask you tomorrow, leimoir, to say, mazois, what is this? This, as we know from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, is the question of the simple son of the Tam, which we normally translate as the simple son. So we notice two clear distinctions between the question of the Rosha as opposed to the question of the Tam. Number one, it doesn't say over here with regard to the Tam, ki yoimru, they will say. Rather it says, ki yisholcha, he will ask. Which lechayr is the correct way of putting it, because this is a question after all, mazos. With regard to the Rosha, however, it doesn't say, he will ask, it says, ki yoimru, they will say. Furthermore, another distinction is, with regard to the Tam, it says, ki yisholcha bincha mocha leimoir, to say. It doesn't say that with regard to the Rosha. It doesn't say that word leimoir. All of a sudden, the word leimoir is conspicuous by its absence. This question is compounded. If you turn to Va'eschanan, Peret Vov, Posuk Chof, the Torah writes there, again, ki yisholcha bincha mocha leimor, mo ha'edois v'achukim ha'mishpotim. Who is that talking? As we know from Haggadah Shel Pesach, that's the Ben Chochem. That's the Ben Chochem. So over here also, it does say yisholcha. Again, it does say that nusach, it says a question of yisholcha, of asking. Equally, it does say also the word leimo. So this therefore is the Meshech Chochma's question. Here we have three psukim. Three questions being asked, even though we know in the Haggadah there were four sons. But the fourth one doesn't ask anything, because he's the Eini Yudei Elisha. So the three you do ask, the Chochem, the Rosha, and the Tam. Both the Chochem and the Tam, the Torah refers to their question as ki yisholcha, and it will be when they will ask, as opposed to the Rosha, it doesn't say they will. He will ask, it says they will say. The second difference is
singular.
It's in the plural, actually, with regard to the Rosha. Second difference is with regard to the Rosha, the word leimor does not appear, as opposed to the question of the Chochem and the Tam. The word leimoir does appear. Says the Meshech Chochma, a very simple but very profound explanation, because the Chochem's question and the Tam's question is indeed a question, i.e. they're looking for an answer. But the Rosha is not asking a question. What is he doing? He's just making a statement. It doesn't say leimoir. What does leimoir mean? You ask a question, leimoir, to say, I'd like an answer in return. This Rosha is not looking for any answer in return. He has a statement to make, and he says it, and off he gallops into the sunset. He's not looking for a teretz. He's making a statement. Ritzonom lo da'as, says the Meshech Chochma. The Chochem and Tam Ritzoinom lo da'as, they really do want to know. V'lishmoya tshuva, and they want to hear the response. Not so the Rasha. He's just there to mock. He's just making a statement. Moho avoido, even though it might be written in question form, it's a statement. It's not a question at all. Ve'enoi ritzoinoi b'tshuva. He has no desire whatsoever to have any answer whatsoever. And if it's a question, which in fact is not a question, if you therefore look in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, what does it say? We don't so much answer his question, we just knock out his teeth. Why don't we answer his question? The answer is because he never asked one. The Chacham asked a question, so we have to answer it. The Tam asked a question, albeit a simple one, Mazois, so we answer it simply. The Rasha might have used question terminology, but it wasn't in fact a question. If it's not a question, we cannot answer it. This is, of course, very reminiscent of the famous story with Reb Chaim Briska. Somebody came to Reb Chaim Briska and he says, I'm afraid to tell you I didn't keep Shabbos anymore. He says, really? He says, I have too many questions in faith. Too many kashas, big kashas in Emunah, therefore I've given up Shmirah Shabbos. If you can answer my questions, maybe it'll be a different story. Says Reb Chaim Briska, one moment, just before you pose your question to me, I'd like to ask you one thing, please. Did you come up with these questions? Were these questions that really troubled you, as a result of which you stopped keeping Shabbos? Or did you in fact stop keeping Shabbos and you then managed to come up with these questions as an afterthought? The person was amazed by Reb Chaim's genius and he said, I must be perfectly honest. I actually first gave up Shabbos and then I came up with these questions, says Reb Chaim Briska, in which case I can't answer them, because they're not questions at all. Those questions are not questions, those are answers. That's your answer, that's your justification for not keeping Shabbos. It's not a question at all, it's an answer. I can answer a question, says Reb Chaim, I cannot answer an answer. Therefore, there's no point even posing the questions to me, because they're not in fact questions. That is precisely what Rav Meir Simcha is saying, the Oy Samech, the Meshech Chochma. The Rosh's question is V'hoya ki yoimru. They will say, they won't ask. And therefore it doesn't say lemer to say, because they're not interested in what you have to say. Which is of course always a very profound lesson. And an important thing to remember when you engage in discussion, somebody is there posing all types of difficult questions about religion and Shabbos and Yom Kippur and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Emunah. You have to be clear from the outset that he's interested in the answer. Because if he's not interested in having his questions answered, then as Reb Chaim Briska said, they're not really questions at all, they're answers. You can answer a question, but you cannot answer an answer. So it's very, very critical that when you engage in a discussion like this, first try and discern, is this somebody who genuinely wants to know the answer? And these indeed are honest questions, they're leimoy, he wants you to respond, in which case hear him out and try and respond if you can. But if you get the impression early on that he's here just to mock and criticize Yiddishkeit and Torah and mitzvahs, it's not worth your time, because they're not questions at all, rather they're just mocking and they're just answers. At the end of Parashas Boy, there is what is famously considered the most famous Ramban, B'chol HaTorah Kula. If you didn't know any Ramban, B'chol HaTorah Kula, you would still need to know this Ramban. You need to know all of the Ramban, but especially this one. The Ramban, at the end of Parashas Boy, a very, very lengthy piece, and we try and look at it and learn it every year, and each year we spot something new and learn a new lesson. The Ramban says as follows. It's a lengthy piece. I just really want to pick up on three or four words. The Ramban says, he's discussing why it is that we have so many mitzvahs in the Torah, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you stop and think about it, how often it is that we mention Mitzrayim, whether it be in Shema every day, or tomorrow night in Kiddush, and several other mitzvahs where Mitzrayim is referred to. And the Ramban launches a very, very key and critical discussion about how Yetzias Mitzrayim is really the basis of all of our emunah, the basis of our entire religion, and that's why there are so many mitzvahs which really find their source in Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the middle of his piece, the Ramban writes the following famous words. We are exposed on a day-to-day basis to what we call teva, nature. On occasion, we are exposed to an ace, what we call an open miracle. Says the Ramban, min hanisim hagedolim hamufursamim. It is as a result of the large and public miracles that a person all of a sudden admits to the nisim hanistorim, to the hidden nisim. In other words, as the Ramban himself writes, everything is miraculous. We're not perhaps aware of it. We're not misvoinin enough when all of a sudden you see Kriyas Yamsuf, when all of a sudden you see Eser Makkos and you see Makkos B'chayres, that is a wake-up call, and that is a reminder that essentially there is no difference between nes and teva. But then the Ramban adds four words, and I'd like to discuss these four words for a moment or two. The Ramban says, a person must admit and understand that even the hidden miracles are indeed miracles. Sheheim yesoid ha-Torah kula. That is the yesoid of the Torah. He says, anybody who does not believe in this basic tenet, in this basic yesoid of emunah, if you have no belief that everything that happens to us, whether big or small, is all orchestrated by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have no chelek in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the yesoid of kol ha-Torah kula. And the question I think that needs to be asked is, why is it the yesoid of the Torah? Wouldn't it perhaps be more appropriate to say, it's the yesoid of our religion, it's the yesoid of our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the yesoid of Avodas Hashem. Why is it the yesoid of HaTorah? Yesoid HaTorah Kula. This is the principle, this is the underlying basis of our entire Torah. Why is this the case? So, perhaps we can suggest as follows. The Mishnah Brura, in his introduction to Chelek Gimel, which is Hilchos Shabbos, quotes Chaye Odom. And Chaye Odom says, as we know, Shabbos Kodesh is the Ois HaGodel, is the great sign and covenant that we have between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth and rested on the seventh day, V'hu Yesoid HaEmuna. Shabbos is the basis of our emuna. It's so important, says the Chaya Odom, that this is the basic principle by which we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that we are his avodim and we're therefore obligated to serve him. How so? By keeping Torah mitzvahs. And it all emanates from Shabbos. So important is it that Shabbos is actually mentioned in the Torah 12 times. I leave it to everybody to work out where these 12 places are. But Shabbos is mentioned on 12 occasions, if that's important. And the Chaya Odom says, in conclusion, he's quoting a Chazal, anybody who keeps Shabbos, ki'ilu mekayem kol ha-Torah kula. Shabbos is so central to our religion, it's in fact the basis of our religion. We always talk about somebody who's chas v'sha'olam chalol Shabbos, because that really defines whether you subscribe to basic Torah beliefs or you don't. It's not merely another mitzvah. Every mitzvah is important. Every mitzvah is crucial and critical. But none so like Shabbos, which is the yesod of kol ha-Torah kula. And therefore, Chazal say, if you keep the Shabbos, that's tantamount to keeping kol ha-Torah kula. Why indeed is keeping Shabbos like keeping Kol HaTorah Kula? The answer is, I saw this recently in a sefer, Yerach LeMoyadim, which is a compilation of the drashas given by Rav Yerucham Olshin, who's the Rosh Hashiva, one of the Rosh Hashiva in the Great Lakewood Yeshiva. In his sefer on Pesach, he has several volumes, each one a masterpiece. In his sefer on Pesach, he says, do you remember the Gemara in Makkos? The Gemara in Makkos says, how many mitzvahs are there all together in the Torah? Tariag, 613. But over the course of the generations, they attempted to summarize, as it were, the 613 can be concisely summarized into perhaps 13, or 7, or 2, until the very final line, what does it say? It says, Habakkuk, the Navi, came along, and he says, that I can really sum up all of the Torah in one line. In fact, in three words. Tzadik be'emunasoi yichye. A tzadik lives with his faith, by faith. That is a brief summary, a resume of the entire Torah. Tzadik be'emunasoi yichye. And Marsha explains, you have to really work out every single mitzvah, but every mitzvah essentially has an element of emunah in it. There are 613 different examples of why there are several ways and different directions that one can arrive at emunah. But they are all revolving around one solitary principle, and that is the principle of emunah. So indeed, what is the yesod of the Torah? Emunah. That's what the Gemara says. It makes perfect sense, therefore, that if Shabbos is the number one instructive to the mitzvah of emunah, it makes perfect sense, therefore, that whoever keeps Shabbos is like keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. Because what is Kol HaTorah Kula? Kol HaTorah Kula is all about emunah. And what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the basis of emunah. Therefore, he explains so beautifully, therefore it makes perfect sense that if you keep Shabbos, that is tantamount to keeping the whole Torah. The opposite is of course true as well. If you mechallel Shabbos, you're clearly displaying you have no emunah. If you have no emunah, that is tantamount, therefore in turn, to not keeping any of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Because the basics, the underlying principle of all the mitzvahs in the Torah is indeed emunah. As Habakkuk told us, the tzaddik be'emunah sayichya. He adds there an incredible hosafa. The Gemara tells us that whoever keeps Shabbos kehilchosei correctly and in accordance with halacha, it says even if he is a basic idol worshipper, afilu oivid avodah zarah, kedoir enoish, like in the generation of enoish, nonetheless moichalin loy, they will forgive him. An incredible statement. Whoever keeps Shabbos lahalacha, even if they serve Avodah Zarah to the extent of the generation of Enosh, he will nevertheless be forgiven. So he explains what this means is as follows. Who is the one, at which point in history did Avodah Zarah get introduced? So if you open a Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he actually takes our hand and he gives us a history lesson. And he traces the history of Avodah Zarah. And he says it all began in the day of Enosh. It began in the day of Enosh when people made a terrible blunder. What was their blunder? They thought that all the intermediaries, all the tremendous creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it be the sun or the stars, they themselves are just manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach, and therefore they ought to be honored as well. But that eventually morphed into full out Avodah Zarah, because they eventually were not just honored, but in fact served. And the Lashon of the Rambam is, when the generation of Enosh came about, there began a confusion of opinions and hashkofos lehishtabesh ve'emunah. Emuna began to disintegrate in the generation of Emesh, because they no longer focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They began looking at other creations, and eventually they served those creations and forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Islam. Therefore, we understand the Gemara very well. If you keep Shabbos, that is the ultimate tikkun. That is the rectification to the sin of the generation of Enosh. Because Enosh was the generation who instigated a corruption of Emunah. Keeping Shabbos is the exact opposite. That is in fact what? An injection of precisely Emunah. Therefore, that's why it's considered a rectification of the generation of Emesh. So either way, we understand, therefore, the Yesod of Kol HaTorah is what? Emunah. Shabbos is the basic mitzvah of Emunah, and that's why if you keep Shabbos, it's like keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. But which other mitzvah do we find is also the basis of Emunah? That's, of course, the mitzvah of Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything we do on Seder night, Sipias Yetz Mitzrayim. The Ramban, as we just mentioned a moment ago, says that's why we have so many mitzvahs to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that is what helps us develop and generate and maintain our emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch spells it out absolutely clearly, and he says, "Do you know why?" Mamish the words of the Ramban. The aim in Hatema, he says, don't be surprised there are several mitzvahs which commemorate Mitzrayim. Ki hu yesoid godoil v'amud chazok. It's a basic pillar b'teiroseinu u'be'emunoseinu, and in our faith. In other words, everything we saw in Mitzrayim was there to be a chizuk for the emunah. Every one of the esemakis, how we saw different koiches of HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifest themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoylet on the yam, on the behemoth, on the locusts, on the insects, on the people, on the sea. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach manifest itself in all planes, in all areas, in all spheres of Olam Hazeh. That's why it's the Yesod of Emunah. That's why it's the Yesod of Emunah. If we therefore come back to the Ramban that we began with, I think we have an understanding now. The Ramban says that when you think about Mitzrayim and all the wonderful public nisim gedolim u'mufursamim, all of a sudden you realize that what? That every day we are actually privy to nisim nistarim. Everything that happens to us is nothing short of miraculous. And what did the Ramban add? Shehem yesoid ha-Torah kula. We ask, why is that the yesoid of the Torah? But we now understand, because the yesoid of the Torah is in fact emunah. As Habakkuk told us, tzadik be'emunah so yichya. That is the yesoid of Torah. And therefore, any basic mitzvah which is there to instigate emunah automatically becomes the yisoid kol ha-Torah kula, like Shabbos and like Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach. And that's why the Ramban says, anybody who is not ma'amin, if you do not believe that everything that happens to us is in fact bashkocha protis, all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have no chelek in Torah smoshes. Because that is the basis, that is the yesod of the Torah. The yesod of the Torah, as Habakkuk told us, is tzadik be'emunostoy yichya. If you don't keep Shabbos, you're therefore showing you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like keeping none of the Torah. If you don't keep Pesach, if you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the lesson of Pesach, then that is tantamount, once again, to having no chelek in Torah. If you do, however, believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, not just behind the Nisim Gedolim, but so too the day-to-day Nisim Nistarim, that indeed is Yesod HaTorah Kula. That is the basic Yesod of all of the Torah. I would just however, say in conclusion that when one talks about emuna, one has to be very, very careful. Emuna, which we translate as belief, so it's very easy. What you need to say is, I believe. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, when this country's first prime minister, Ben Gurion, had his world famous meeting with the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He had a meeting with the Chazon Ish, and much of that meeting was recorded for posterity, and there's a lot of Torah to be learned from that meeting. Of course, the way that the Chazon Ish responded and reacted to Ben Gurion. One of the things that emerged from that meeting is the Chazon Ish asked Ben Gurion, tell me, are you a ma'amin? Do you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he said, yes, absolutely. He says, do you keep Torah or mitzvahs? And he said, absolutely not. He said, in that case, your emunah is worthless. In other words, emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only as valuable as what does that emunah produce? What is it machayev? Emunah which is not machayev anything is indeed not worth anything. If you look carefully, the Chayyadim that we mentioned before, the Chayyadim that tells us, and the Mishabura quotes this, that Shabbos is the Yisoid of Emunah. But he explains what does that mean. He says, Vuhu Yisoid to Emunah. That basic belief that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created everything. V'anachnu avodov. And that we are therefore his servants. Umchuyovim lasayz ritzoinai, and we are obligated therefore to fulfill his will. Ula obdo, and to serve him with all our body, our soul, and with our money. In other words, the Chayyadim didn't merely say that you must believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that obligate you to do? Nothing? Well then it's worth nothing. Says the Chayyadim, no. There is an emunah which tells you and teaches us that anachnu avodov, that we are in fact his subjects. As Ben Gurion was told by the Chazon Ish, if a person claims he has emunah but keeps no Torah or mitzvahs, now emunah is meaningless and worthless. In fact, to explain it further, it's not emunah at all. Emunah doesn't merely mean that I believe in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, it believes, emunah means that I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odoin, is the master. Imagine a master, somebody is koneh an Eved, and the Eved says, I agree wholeheartedly that you are the master, but I'm not prepared to work for you. Well, that's a contradiction in terms. Ein melech b'loy am. There's no king without a nation. There's no master without a slave. To turn around to the master and say, I believe you're the boss, I just happen to believe that I'm not going to listen to you, is a contradiction in terms. Because if you really believe that he is the boss, then by definition you're obligated to fulfill his instruction. Therefore it's not just an incomplete emunah, rather it is a worthless, meaningless emunah, as long as you're not mekayem Torah or mitzvahs, and that's what the Chazon Ish meant. When Ben Gurion said, I am a ma'amin, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just don't keep Torah or mitzvahs, well then you're not a ma'amin. Because you don't fully or truly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odin. The mitzvah of Shabbos, the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvahs of the Torah, which are all there to generate and foster emunah, as we mentioned, doesn't merely mean to generate a feeling of, I believe. Just to pick up your hands and say, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be an emunah ha-machayevah. An emunah which is machayev, in the words of the Chayyadim, to believe and to live a life of anachnu avodov u'muchuyovim la'asayis ritzayne.